Blog Talk Radio.
Well, folks, welcome to one more edition of Politics Done Right. I'm Egberto Willis, your host. Again, thank you for spending 1 hour with me. Now, I tell you, I had a great show on KPFT with regards to the media and war on Thursday, and that is the show that I'm going to play today. We won't continue this with a live show because I think it's of utmost importance what we spoke about with the media. Again, this is about what happened with the Iran deal and all these particular issues. So I hope you stay tuned and you would listen to the program. There are a lot of interactions with people, and I think you would find that many people share the same concerns, many people share the same issues, many people are very concerned as to where we're going. So as soon as I can get us to that program, we will get busy starting. And it's interesting because while I had it up here ready to start, somehow it went missing. So issue that we had more to do with the Iran deal, and here it goes. Welcome to Politics Done Right on KCFT. I am your host, Egberto Williams. This is the progressive program that will take the mystery out of politics. This is the program that will encourage you to make sure government becomes we the people. Whether you are liberal, conservative, or otherwise, you get to air your point of view. Give me a call at 713-526-5738. That is 713-526-KPFT. Remember, you can also send me a tweet to EGBERTOWILLIES. That is at Egberto Willis. Let us engage. It is politics done right.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Welcome to one more edition of Politics Done Right. I'm Egberto Willis, your host. It's going to be a great, great, great show today. Shannon was a bit kind of trying to fight that rain and that traffic to get here, so she didn't get here at the first shot. And guess what happened? Ernesto, our program director, came in and said, I got that covered. And he took that. And who walks in right after that? Shannon.
Me.
Shannon came in here, and you know what's the greatest thing about it? She is not frazzled. It's like, I am here, and I'm ready to go.
Of course.
So what are we going to talk about today, Shannon? I know you took a look at it.
Oh, I certainly did.
Yeah.
Well, it was interesting because it was covering the Iran issue, but also bias in the media.
Yes, we're going to do it. But folks, I don't know if you're listening to us right now, you should realize that we're coming in a whole lot clearer now. We have 100,000 watts. Last time Shannon and I said 100 watts. Can you believe that? I mean,
yeah, I heard that on the call. Actually, I was taking phone calls at that time, and I'm like, what? What
no.
did you say?
Yeah.
No. It's 100,000 watts.
That wouldn't have left the neighborhood, you know?
We got a number of people that called in like, what?
Yes.
And so I had to make sure
right. Well,
that
we
they
know,
understood
we're,
what was coming
it
in.
It is 100,000 watts that we're doing, folks. And you know what? We have to pay for this stuff. I mean, it costed us, I don't know how many $100,000 to do it. I think it was a couple $100,000 to get all of this stuff done. So, I mean, soon we're going to be going back into, you know what, that time zone is where we actually come to you and say, folks, we want to ask you to help get and keep the message going. So do remember, go to our website, kpft.org, and go ahead and make a donation to this transmitter that's going to be getting things clearer all over this city. You know, we extend. You know, I was talking to Ernesto earlier today, and Ernesto said, yeah, sometimes our signals can even reach to Louisiana, sometimes way up north, way up to the east. So, you know, we're doing a good thing. We have a purpose here at KPFT. This community radio is a powerful station that has a lot to do. And after you see what we're going to talk about today about Iran, you're going to actually see why we do need stations like KPFT. Because, again, you're not being told the entire story. You're not being told the entire story. You know what I mean, Shannon? If folks would support stations like ours...
I love covering media bias because
right.
of my, you know, I did a lot of studying for broadcasts like media ethics mm-hmm. and mass media law and a little inside view of what corporate media actually does.
Right.
And my goodness, it left me a little bitter and hard for a while, but I'm so glad I found KPFT because now we get to actually
Absolutely.
Reveal what's going on.
Absolutely. Well, folks, you know, let me tell you, folks, look, anyone watching the news would think it is 2003 all over again. You know, we have the right-wing neocons out insinuating that the Iran nuclear deal is an existential threat to the United States and Israel. That is simply not true. Again, I'm telling you, it is simply not true. Support is underwater for the agreement, however. I don't know why. Why is that? It is simple. There is a well-funded misinformation campaign designed to lie and misinform Americans. As we all know by now, fear is more effective than resolve or hope. What is disconcerting is the involvement of a foreign government to influence our own government. Israel's Prime Minister Bibi Netanyahu has had undue influence on Republicans on this issue. If our media weren't derelict, two realities would be made known to the American public. Those on the right are simply lying. And the Republican Party has allowed a foreign government, along with the neocons, the wards of the military-industrial complex, to put their wants, to put all that they want over the well-being of Americans. What are your thoughts? I want to hear from you. Let's talk. I will also be following our hashtag PoliticsDoneRight on Twitter at Egberto Willis. Give me a call. Listen to the live stream or listen to the podcast, vlogcast. Go to kpft.org. And when you get to kpft.org, you can actually get to, live stream our stuff immediately. So please consider doing that. kpft.org, or you can go to our site at politicsdoneright.com, politicsdoneright.com. But you know what time it is, right? Well, actually, I'm going to make believe that we just heard our little type sketch. And when I make believe that we had our little type sketch,
sorry about that.
It
wouldn't fire off
at
one.
Blog post. Okay, folks. Now, listen. I called this one today our failed media almost led us to war with Iran, and beyond. And when I'm done reading this, I hope you get an idea of why it is that I am actually saying this. But beforehand, I want to remind you that this is a call-in show. This is KPFT 90.1 FM, and I don't recall all the other transmitters we have around. Later on, I guess Shannon will slap me across the head.
I can tell you right away if you want.
Please do.
It's 89.5 Galveston, 90.3 Goodrich Livingston, and 91.9 Huntsville.
There you go. So we have transmitters all over the place around this entire metropolitan area, and we have our new 100,000-watt transmitter. Anyway, please remember, this is call-in show, 713-526-5738. Again, that number is 713-526-5738, 713-JAM-KPFT. Now, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to read this, but I want folks to call in and let's talk about it. I want to answer your questions where I can. I want to tell you where you can get information, including at this, my site, where I actually have the entire 156-page agreement. Lastly, I want to remind female callers, women callers, you have not called as much as men, and the reality is we need to have women more engaged in all these issues. There's no testosterone that can make a better Iran deal. Okay, so let's do remember all these particular issues, but let's go ahead and start with the blog. Its title, Our Failed Media Almost Led Us to War with Iran and Beyond, and here it goes. Now more than ever, we need independent media. Now more than ever. And if you see the blog post, you'll see what I'm talking about. But here it goes. The media, in its attempt to appear fair and balanced as it continues its primary job as the ward of the plutocracy, the ward of the military-industrial complex, continues to give airtime to neocons. These neocons simply continue their modus operandi. They object to diplomacy in favor of war. The military-industrial complex must be fed. A war means more munitions to be built to replenish stockpiles. It means high profits from feeding the military overseas at high prices to the taxpayer as slave labor is paid to those who feed our troops. It means overpriced contracts to rebuild that which our military blow up, that which our military destroys. Former Vice President Dick Cheney, a man who should be on trial for war crimes, a man who is partially responsible for the deaths of hundreds of thousands of people throughout Iraq, including thousands of our own soldiers, a man whose actions have maimed and destroyed many families abroad and at home, has been making the rounds on the networks, spewing his lies and warmongering ways. Cheney is rarely challenged with fact-based numbers. That is why it was surprising to watch none other than whom? Fox News, Chris Wallace, challenged him with the fact that under the Bush-Cheney administration, Iran went from zero centrifuges necessary to process the fuel for a nuclear bomb to over 5,000. Again, that didn't happen under President Obama. That happened under Bush-Cheney. What was Cheney's response? He lied. He claimed wrongly that it occurred under the Obama administration. General Colin Powell's former chief of staff, Lawrence Wilkerson, did not mince words about Cheney. This is what he said. I have been searching for a single word that would describe Dick Cheney, Wilkerson said. And I am afraid that the only one that I can think of is insanity. It's a deliberate, it's a methodical, it's a lucid, often lucid insanity. But it is insanity nonetheless. He can't recognize reality. He can't recognize the truth. The good thing, Chris, for this country is that independents, Republicans, and Democrats wish he would just go away now. He has almost no influence. You saw the influence he has virtually by numbers. Those at the AIA today, that's where he gave his speech, that listened to his speech, that's about it. Cheney is a millionaire now, so maybe I am assuming his insanity and maybe I'm wrong. Maybe he sees this as a way, as a route to success, and it turned out to be profitable. His personal finances now are quite well established. He's a millionaire. He's a multimillionaire. This man, who in 1998 said most forcefully as CEO of Halliburton that sanctions were not working, that they wouldn't work unless they were comprehensive and international, and he wanted to do deals with Iran, and so he was bashing sanctions up one wall and down the other. This is a man who's lost his mind. That is what Wilkerson said, Colin Powell's chief of staff. Colin Powell and many other notables, Democrat and Republicans alike, have come out in favor of the Iran deal. But it is not necessary for anyone to simply believe those notables. One can read the entire agreement for themselves. You can find the full text of the treaty here at my website at egbertowillis.com. I've posted the entire agreement, 156 pages. You don't really have to read all, and a lot of it are tables, charts, etc., that you don't really need to go into. It is simple to understand, and the lies from the right are immediately apparent. America must also ask probing questions. Does Israel have nuclear bombs? If they have the right to those bombs, should their adversaries have the right as well? Is there a double standard? Is it not true that double standards in itself create conflicts? Why does the traditional mainstream media continue to give Dick Cheney and his ilk airtime? Why does discredited warmongers that have been proven wrong time and time again continue to get airtime? It is simple. The traditional mainstream media is corporate owned. The military-industrial complex always want to ensure that war is always an option. War is always plausible. They must keep Americans in that frame of mind. Building bombs and military equipment has less constraints than building highways, airports, water, and sewer systems. You see, when you build those systems, you have to answer to people. When you build streets, you have to make sure they work. When you build buildings, when you build bombs, you build a bomb and it's over and over and over again, and it's done. And it's done. Folks, Americans must continue to wake up to the geopolitical realities of the world. As countries mature, they no longer feel the necessity to simply obey a superpower. That is where diplomacy becomes important. In that regards, we're lucky it was President Obama and not President McCain in the Oval Office. Folks, this is a call-in show. That's the blog. Let's discuss this. The telephone number is 713-526-5738. Again, that number is 713-526-5738. I'd love to hear as well from more women calling in. It's your kids, your sons, who these neocons, who these warmongers send to war. It is these folks that sends your kids to be mutilated, not for the good of the country, but for the good of a few corporations, for the good of making money, for the good of a very, very few. How moral is that? How moral is that? Let's get started with the calls, and let's go with line number one. And I think I have Jules on the line. Come on in. How can I help you, my dear friend?
Is that me, Egberto?
Yes. Oh, John, come on in, John. my eyes, I read it wrong. Okay. Come on in, my brother. Talk to me.
Yeah, I mean, I mostly agree with you, especially on the point about the military-industrial complex and the point about striving for war.
Right.
But you know, I do disagree. We've had this disagreement on KPFT. We had a disagreement on your internet
right.
show.
Right.
And it starts with saying, I mean, the sentence that says anyone watching the news would think it's 2003 all over again.
Right.
I completely disagree with
okay.
that because in 2003, very few people were actually stating in opposition to the war.
Right.
To where here we have, I believe it's going to be 42 senators are going to vote against this disapproval, put up by the Republicans.
Right.
Only four Democrats are going to vote for it.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not even going to make it to Obama's desk. It's going to be under the silent filibuster.
Right.
And so I think it really is a different situation. And Obama's viewpoint and the Democratic viewpoint was out there in the media.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I agree with you that you have Fox and you have all the right wing outlets, and then you have the supposedly straight journalists, and they didn't give it a fair shake. They definitely gave it more of a conservative idea,
mm-hmm.
of an outlook. But you put up this thing before with all this untrustworthy,
right.
And I can't believe that you're putting this up again.
Let me tell you
because
why.
Because I know
that
some of those people are some of your work for companies that are some of your favorite people,
yes.
Like Krugman, Paul
yes,
Krugman,
yes, yes.
Charles Blow, Rachel Maddow.
John.
And
John, I don't want you to miss the point. First of all, you're correct, right? I mean, within each of these organizations, there are individual, including at Fox News, there are individual reporters that I respect. There are individual reporters that I want to, that I quote. I mean, you read my stuff, so you know I quote them all of the times, respected. But what I'm talking about is the gravity of the institution itself. For anybody who I got dropped off when they try to call, please call again. Our phones have been going a little bit crazy, so just go ahead and call back again. John, what I'm working on is the institution of the media at this point, of the corporate media, and how news is covered. My contention is this, and then I'll bring you back in a minute. My contention about what's going on is as follows. There should be no further discussion as far as this Iran deal after those 156 pages were placed out there. Simply put, when Dick Cheney goes out there and speak, he's lying. When these other folks that on the right go out there to speak, they are lying. When Bibi Netanyahu goes out there and speak, he is lying. He's given a bald-faced lie to the American people. And our media, if we don't have a media that comes out and say, when Bibi said that Iran will be able to build a bomb with this treaty sooner, he is absolutely lying. When Cheney says the same, he's lying. However, the gravity, the institution of our corporate media does not allow that kind of narrative, truthful narrative to occur. We have, and if you notice in the second sentence, I talk about the false balance. There's no balance here. The reality is all the people on the right opposed to this treaty are lying. Point. Stop. End. Your point.
Right, but they're doing it because of a political position. They, if Iran actually does cheat, they want to reap all the benefits from that. That's their whole thing. Is they want to, you know, if something does go wrong with this agreement, they want to put it in all the progressives' face and say, "I told you so,"
and
there will be a political advantage. Now, I agree with everything you said, you know, from a political, you know, perspective.
Right.
But all I'm saying is, you know, getting back to the media,
mm-hmm.
You say the same thing about Bill Maher when Bill Maher talks about Islamophobia.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, and he's saying that essentially that the Islamic religion is more violent than other religions. I mean, and I've seen you write blog pieces. You say that this is an overgeneralization,
right?
And it's not intellectually
honest,
rigorous,
right? It's
and
not intellectually
so,
honest.
And I think that you're kind of doing the same thing here. I mean, yes, the media is bad, but you can't condemn everybody in the media. There's a lot of people in the media that are still good. Yes, the majority of them, you know, do that, and you can see that because on the Sunday shows. You have a majority during the Bush administration that,
mm-hmm.
that booked Republicans. It's very easy to
right.
add these numbers up, and then when the Obama administration came in, you said, "Oh, okay, well they have power. You know, Democrats have the House, they have the Senate, and it was still the same thing.
Exactly.
Republicans were on." So I understand what you're saying to a certain degree, to a large extent. But, you know, you have to give credit to those journalists that are actually doing a good job.
And I
and
look,
they're
John,
out there.
John, I agree.
You know?
John, I don't think we really disagree. And let me tell you why I'm saying that. Now, I think the point that I'm making is important. I really do. And I stand on. And because I think most of those people, and I'm coming to you next, just Barry, I think most of the people, and folks, do remember it's a call-in show, and we have lines open, 713-526-5738. Ladies, give us a call as well. But anyhow, John, what I want to say is I think there are so many more good reporters in these institutions that cannot be good reporters because of the limitations they have on what they can say and what they can report and what's allowed for them to report. And I stand by that. You hear that through the underground. At Netroots, I've spoken to a couple of folks at our supposedly liberal station at MSNBC and have heard things that I cannot repeat, with regards to the gravity of these institutions. So, I mean, what I'm saying is something that I have to stand by, but you are absolutely correct that within these organizations, they're very, very good reporters. And you know what? Those very, very good reporters, I quote in the blogs that I write. I definitely quote them. So I think we're mincing words here that we shouldn't. I think we're on the same page. But let me go ahead and ask, put you on hold so I can get to Barry, and then we'll come back around. Barry, come on in, my friend. Number four. That's okay.
Yes.
Number two, we just accidentally dropped you. That was my fault. Go ahead and call us back again. That was, I don't remember your name, but call back in the person that just got dropped. Yeah, come on in, Barry.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, okay. First of all, I think the standard should be not whether you agree or disagree, mm-hmm. but whether a person can rationally refute the argument.
Right.
Or offer a rational rebuttal. Because what happens is it may have a chilling effect on people who don't see it your way, and certainly you don't want that.
Right.
Okay. But something you said earlier, if I make believe that the sound of the typescript is here and it's true, you're also saying that if you make believe that liberalism or socialism has worked anywhere in the world, that makes that true too.
if socialism have worked in the world?
No, you said that if I make believe the sound of the typescript is here,
mm-hmm.
it first came on the show, it is true. Are you also saying that if you make believe that liberalism or socialism has worked anywhere in the world, does that make that true too?
Well, I mean, we don't have to sit down and argue or laugh about that, right? The nice thing about, you know what I love about
the world? Laughable.
Yeah, what I love about the world, Barry, what I love about the world, right? And before I want, I'm light on calls. I have two more calls waiting, but
yes,
I'd like to get some more ladies in. So 713-526-5738.
Okay,
ladies, come on and make a call.
Okay, up to the...
No, but I want to answer your... I want to answer your question.
But the paternalistic pandering to the ladies is also over the top.
No, actually, no, it's not.
The ladies know your number. They want to call, they will call.
No, you're missing the point. Let me tell you, that is one of the reasons why you...
Don't tell me that. Go ahead and give me points.
You need to take, sir, some studies on how the dynamics work, sir. I have.
Oh.
Evidently, you have not, my dear friend, but that's okay. Let's go ahead and talk about it this way. When you look at me and tell me, just quite blank, liberalism and socialism doesn't work, right? There are a lot of metrics that you can use on a per-country basis to determine what style or what works in that country or what works, you know, what works in general. And I can give you metrics.
Miracle in Russia.
Hold on. It takes it. You know, just little whips don't do it. What you have to do is simply look at the numbers peacefully, nicely. I mean, for me, when I look at things, I don't really care about being wrong. I mean, if you put some numbers out there that makes me wrong, I'll be the first to tell you I'm wrong. That's not a problem.
Right here.
But I like numbers. And what I tell you, when it comes to health, and all these other types of things, we should have a socialized medicine.
That is different from having an entire socialist system.
But, sir, do you know somebody that wants an entirely socialist system?
Yes, every bleeding heart liberal I talk to wants socialism back.
Okay, I am a bleeding heart liberal, and I don't.
Okay. Let me give you just one paragraph. I know you
Please do. Go ahead, sir.
But one paragraph of Ayn Rand in a remarkable book called The Virtue of Selfishness.
Mm-hmm.
Talks about the difference between public and private.
Yes.
The skyline of New York City is a monument of a splendor that no pyramids or public palaces will ever equal or approach. But America's skyscrapers were not built by public funds, nor for a public purpose. They were built by the energy, initiative, and wealth of private individuals for personal profit. And instead of impoverishing the people the way socialism did, these skyscrapers, as they rose higher and higher, kept raising the people's standard of living, including the inhabitants of the slum, who lead a life today of luxury compared with the ancient Egyptians or the people in the bad old days of Soviet Russia. So what if every poor person gets some health care? That does not raise the standard of living the way privatization, private wealth, and capitalism does.
Okay,
and that is the problem you're missing. You're saying
Barry?
It's okay for all of us to be equally poor. I'm saying no.
No, it's not.
Okay,
but I mean, it's amazing because I'm glad you actually read that, because you're going to make my point. I mean, you have made my point about not. You've made so many points of mine. First of all, this is supposed to be a show on Iran, but
Hold on.
Since it's Barry, and Barry is my most favorite conservative Ayn Rand caller, I will divest since the calls are a bit light right now. And Austin, I'm coming to you next, Justin. So please hold with me a while. Let me humor Barry a little bit longer, but I'll get to you. Barry, look, everything that you read there is simply propaganda, right? If I let me finish. I made you read your entire thing without interrupting you. Please don't interrupt me, sir. Okay. Now, everything that you read there was propaganda. Because all, like I told you, I don't mind being wrong, but prove me wrong. I have the numbers. And when I look at income and wealth disparity in this country, when I look at the poverty rate in this country, when I look at all the numbers, what you're talking about applies to so very few. And you may not want
anything in North Korea, though.
Well, we're not talking about North Korea. We're
talking about socialism and communism, right?
No, I mean, I can easily bring up Denmark. And when I look at Denmark, I can bring up
Denmark
Switzerland.
Denmark has 75% taxes. And
it doesn't matter. You know, we are paying.
It doesn't matter because it's not the government's money.
Hold on a second.
Like Ayn Rand says, it is private money for personal profit.
I got to go to the other caller in a
minute.
But I need to answer you first.
I enjoy talking with you.
Yes, sir.
And I believe that it may be a century or more before your grandchildren come around and realize that grandpa was wrong. You know what, Barry?
Well, Barry, I tell you what, one of these days you and I are going to sit down and drink some coffee, and by the time when I'm done with you, you're going to be a left-wing liberal, my friend. You have a great day, buddy. I'm going to Justin, and you, thank you for calling. Okay, Justin, come on in, my friend.
Yes, hello.
How you doing?
Hey, man, I completely agree with you on Iran, but what really frustrates me is, you know, even the people who do support the deal, they agree with the same premises that the neocons are espousing, mainly that the Iranians even have the ability to make nukes, which they do not. Like, currently, at the centrifuge capacity that they have, they still wouldn't be able to enrich uranium to 90% purity to make warheads. All their uranium is verified by the IAEA. The Mossad has issued intelligence estimates that they don't have nuke capacities. Even the CIA has issued this. Every single organization has said they don't have nuke capacity, and they still peddle the same crap. It makes me so mad.
Well, you know what? You're Justin, first of all, you're right. Let me do a call here first. You're listening to 90.1 KPFT FM. You can give us a call at 713-526-5738. Again, that number is 713-526-5738. We're talking about the Iran nuclear deal or anything else that you may want to add to the discussion. Again, that number is 713-526-5738. We have lines open, and I'd love to hear your thoughts on that. Justin, I have to ask you to hold for a second as we go to traffic, and then I'll come right back because there's a lot I have to say about that. So hold 1 second for me.
Why, thank you, Egberto. Okay, let's take a look at our current weather situation. Wet and rainy day today. Scattered thunderstorms throughout our area and a 60% chance of rain. Mostly cloudy skies tonight with scattered thunderstorms developing later. And a low of around 75 degrees, 50% chance of rain. And tomorrow it will be another rainy day with thunderstorms throughout the area and 80% chance of rain and a high of 84 degrees. It is currently 80 degrees and scattered clouds here in the heart of Montrose, but it feels like 85 out there. Now, let's take a brief look at our traffic situation. On 59 Southwest Freeway, outbound at Kirkwood, a multiple vehicle accident is affecting two center lanes and the left lane and shoulder, backing up traffic from West Airport to Derry Ashford. But there's considerable amount of stop-and-go traffic throughout our city. On I-10 East Freeway, inbound from Holland to Gellhorn, but even further out than that, it's a stop and go and slow going considerably all the way out till Crosby, Lynchburg, and Monmouth, that area. So if you're coming in from that area, please take your time, or going out, it's both directions is very, very slow. A few other situations throughout the area, but not too bad considering this is a massive city. But I'll keep an eye on it as it develops. Back to you, Egberto, in the studio.
Thank you very much. Callers, keep calling now. We are a little bit behind on picking up the calls, but you go ahead and keep on calling. Okay, Justin, yes, you're correct. There's an issue with the way that folks have been talking, including those that support the deal. They have bought into the neocon terminologies. They have bought into this type of modal where we always have to feel belligerent or I don't want to say belligerent, but we have to be in control of everything that people do, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We need a paradigm shift, and President Obama had begun that paradigm shift, a shift in which we do not believe that everything has to be handled with a club. Everything has to be handled with a tank. I mean, we're civilized after all. I mean, the only reason we go into these wars, again, like I've mentioned, is mostly because our military-industrial complex needs to be replenished. I mean, it sounds silly, but that is it. Most of the wars that we're in have very little effect on us. I mean, I have some stories that I was going to talk about on air given that the calls are coming in, I don't need to talk about them right now. But what else would you like to add?
Well, I also wanted to add, the reasons I just mentioned, those are just the technical aspects of the nuclear deal. But there are also Islamic fatwas that the Ayatollah issued, especially condemning and prohibiting nuclear weapons.
Right.
So even if you buy into the whole neocon nonsense about Islamofascism, by their own terms, they're against nuclear weapons. And Iran is a country that has not attacked another country in 200 years, except for when they were defending themselves against Iraq, whom we armed and helped support militarily.
Right.
So this makes me so mad.
The thing about it is, that's why I always speak, and you're going to give me a chance to give a plug to KPFT as a station people need to be listening to, because one of the issues that you've mentioned there is it makes you mad, but you shouldn't be mad at the American population. You should be mad at and John's going to get me at this, but you should be mad at the media, because the media has all this information that you have, because guess what? You got that information from good people in the media that both myself and John speaks about. You speak, the good reporters that are bold enough to report those issues, give us that information that we need.
Absolutely.
That we need to have. So I'm going to let you go, Justin, and then I'm going to pick up line 5 with Amir. So let's go to Amir. Thank you for calling, Justin, and keep on listening, my friend. Amir, you're on.
Yep. Yeah, hi. I basically agree with everything you all are saying, and everybody tried to come up for reasons why the Iran deal is this and that. And the major problem is that if U.S. makes treaty with Iran, that basically you're getting rid of the boogeyman that Israel uses to obtain millions of dollars from
U.S. taxpayers. You hit it on the money, sir. You hit it on the money. You hit it on the money.
And in the same token, the people in Iran who benefit from having a big enemy, so-called U.S., would kind of lose their footing of reaping the benefit of that game.
Well, yeah.
So it's all about money, and basically, at the end of the day, you know, one way or another, you know, people lose their lives, like their livelihoods, and
Amir, you know,
you suffer.
You're so right, and you know that is a hurtful part for folks like me. And one of the reasons I even gave the title that I gave to the piece today, because that is a hurtful part, right? We have these plutocrats that are playing games with the lives of the masses, and we have a media in general that has indulged it. Because when you have a media that has indulged the lies, the misinformation, what can the average American do? Who can the average American believe? And that's why you have to have stations like a KPFT. That's why we have to sustain stations like this. Because you know what? When I say something, or when any one of the hosts say something here, we are not concerned about some corporate person sending an email to the station manager to say, hey, retract that, or you can't say that on air, you can't. And that's why we have to be around. Because
I agree with you, but I would take it one step further. People like yourself or people that are actively involved in KPFC without financial gain, that tells you that without these people like yourself and some of the other people that do this kind of shows, that you need people like this to be able to take their time, do the research, talk, and
inform.
You know, have,
and inform
people.
Right. And you know, I want to use this as a plug for my good friend on Mondays at 7 o'clock, The Monitor, with Mark Babawi. Always says his name wrong, Babawi. It's important that you listen to his show. He goes into the technical details of treaties and issues like this in a very pleasant manner. So, look, Amir, it was a pleasure having you call.
Well, thank
you very
sir.
Much, sir. Let's go to line three, and that is, I think, James. Come on in, James.
Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
You're on, James.
Wow. First of all, the nuclear deal, I'm sorry. I don't have enough information to
bring
in a conversation because actually I look at it as politics as usual because that deal is a done deal. It's good. It's done.
Yes. Oops, we lost you. Okay. Go ahead and call back. Wayne, you're on.
Hello, how are you today?
All right, talk to me, Wayne. I go ahead and call back James. I don't know what happened. We are having phone issues, so you know, it'll be going back and forth. Go ahead, Wayne.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Listen, on this whole Iran deal, I'm just having a hard time understanding why so many people seem to be against the diplomacy that we are implementing as opposed to wanting to go to war. You hear people saying that, you know, we need to, you know, drop Obama. We need to just go over there and just nuke them and this and that. But
it is fear. Wayne, it is fear. What you do, and that is what the right wing, they are experts at doing, okay? What they do.
Hey, let me call you back, okay? I got somebody standing here, okay?
No problem. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
Okay, let's
bye-bye.
Go to line four for Bruce. Line four. Okay, Bruce, come on in.
Hey, man, what's going on? You doing all right?
Yes, sir.
I'm hoping for a little bit more than 30 seconds.
Yes, sir.
Like people like you,
I
can't understand. I respect your decision.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has a right to that.
Yes.
But most of your listeners are probably going to be white.
Mm-hmm.
They're probably going to be bloggers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I spent 14 months in Afghanistan.
Yes.
I got to travel to different places.
Yes.
Muslims are not bad people.
Right.
Just like Christians aren't bad people.
Right.
We have a select few that are out there that give a bad name.
Mm-hmm.
So with that said, when I'm in a country that talks about Iran, they talk about their radicalism, most of your listeners don't know that Iran's biggest enemy is not Israel, okay? Saudi Arabia is their biggest enemy.
Absolutely.
Okay? And that's what most people aren't intellectually involved in, that they only see what's in front of them instead of what's beyond. And I've seen torture, and like when I was in Afghanistan, I got to go to where the Taliban stronghold was, and I got to see how people suffer. With arms amputated, women killed for women after. And it's just, it's frustrating to, we put these sanctions on them for a reason.
Right.
They fought with Iraq for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I mean, you gotta realize I'm right wing, but I've seen people like you that sit there and say, well, war is not the option. Well, ask the Tibetans how that worked out for them.
Okay, I want you to continue to listen. I don't want you to go away because first of all, anybody who tells me they went overseas and served this country, you have my respect, first of all, okay?
Okay.
So there's absolutely no, we won't have an issue there. Okay. Now, when it comes to war, what was your rank, sir?
I got your contractor. I just qualified.
Okay, that is line two. That's line two, yeah.
I have a hearing dependent.
Yeah, let me tell you, we have a system that is really misbehaving, and it's not the operator or anything like that. We just have a bad system. So the caller that I was just speaking to, I need you to call back because I want to tackle that particular issue, which was a rather important issue with your military service, etc. I need you to call back because there's an issue I want to touch on what you were talking about. While I wait for your call, I am going to go to Javier. Javier, line five. And I'm sorry for our listeners. We have a bad board, and we've been trying to get the piece into the studio. So it's sort of flaky. So if we lose you, we just beg you to call back again. But anyhow, let's go and speak to Javier. Javier, talk to me.
Hey, ¿cómo estás, hermano?
Luchando con la vida como siempre, hermano. Háblame.
Oh, está muy bien, hermano. Hey, I just want to say that I agree with about 100% of what you have to say, man.
Thank you, sir.
I've heard your show for a couple of months now, and I haven't missed a single show, and I like your point of view. And about this Iran deal, you know, whenever you hear, like, right-wing, like, talk shows,
mm-hmm.
and first it was that money deal, right, that Iran
right.
is getting a certain amount.
Right.
And, you know, when you hear it from their point of view, it almost makes them seem like it's coming from the taxpayers or something. I'm like, man, it makes me mad. I'm like, what?
Right.
But then you realize, nah, hold up, there's something to that. You know, that
it's important. What you just said, Javier, is how distorted our media is, and you got it completely right. Iran is only getting money that was not given to them that they own. It's their money. We are not giving them anything.
Exactly. And when they point it out, it's like, where's this money coming from? Is it coming from the U.S. like taxpayers? Or what's the problem?
No,
you know?
It's not. I mean, it's a whole scam. And the whole scam is the attempt to not make relationship with the idea is a normalized, as Amir said when he called, a normalized relationship with Iran creates a problem for the military industrial complex. If the Middle East started to stabilize, it's a problem because the military industrial complex now loses. When it loses, they don't have the kind of income they're used to. So, I mean, it's all a game. And the sad thing about it, Javier, is that game costs lives. And that's why Americans need to listen. Americans need to not allow the right wing and the military industrial complex to have them do things against their interests, because people die. People die for these things. Javier, I got another call. Is there something else you want to add, my friend?
Brother, I just wanted to thank you for everything you do for us, man. You keep us informed, keep us on top of the game, and I appreciate that.
Well, look, I appreciate you listening, sir. So please keep listening. Please tell people about the show. Let's keep this listenership for KPFT and all these different programs up there, because that is how we're going to change the system. Okay, brother?
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. Let's go to James, line 3. And okay. I would love the military guy that called to call back. I need to tell you something, my brother. Okay, come on in, James.
Thank you. Let me get to the point. Let
yes.
me give you a scenario. Okay. Before America had a democracy,
yes.
what was it?
Say that again. Before a democracy, it was a colony.
Yeah.
It was a
okay.
colony that was run by the crown. Yes.
Okay. The democracy wasn't really wanted by the wealthy upper class.
Absolutely.
Wealthy people.
Right.
And that's what I believe the agenda for the right-wing wealthy elites of America, probably of the world, are trying to of America. They're trying to get rid of democracy to because I did the research and I saw how America was and why America established a democracy and why it wasn't wanted.
Well,
the
let me tell you, James,
class didn't want it.
James, look,
okay?
You're absolutely right. Anybody who wants to corroborate what you've just said simply needs to read things like the what they call the Federalist Papers, and there's a Federalist
yeah.
10 you can read on factions and all that sort of thing, on how these people intended to control. People look at it from different views. You'll have the scholars that read the Federalist Papers, and they'll try to interpret it in such a manner to curve it into we are forming a democratic society and all. It was never that. In fact, when this society was formed, only people who owned property could vote. Women couldn't vote. Only the elite could vote. I mean, it didn't even have anything to do with race, etc. It was simply that the powerful wanted to
yeah.
remain the powerful. And right
and
now what you have, I tell you, there's a thing that moved to amend. There's a movie, a documentary we produced that moved to amend called Legalize Democracy. Okay, I was one of the executive producers on this particular documentary. And I tell you something about it. If you can go to movetoamend.org, I tell you that document, you can actually see that piece and see how society changed. We started with non-democracy as the people revolted and slowly became a little bit more democratic. What happened afterwards is they used the court system to kill that democracy. After the court system killed the democracy, the populace again rose up and we started using the Constitution to go ahead and make changes to the Constitution, the amendment to force the courts to operate accordingly. And, you know, so there has always been this battle. There's always been this battle between the rich folks, if you will, if you want to call them that, and otherwise, and us fighting to keep a democracy going. And right now we're doing the same thing. When the Powell Manifesto came out in the 60s, the idea behind the Powell Manifesto was to keep people dumb. In other words, we were going to infiltrate the schools. We're going to infiltrate academia. We're going to infiltrate everything so that the unions wouldn't take over, so that the liberals won't take over, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Now, James, is there anything else quick you want to tell me? I want to
Quick. Yeah. If the American people mess up and let Trump in there, he's the one who's going to establish that foothold to getting that overturning the.
Brother, you're right. You're right. I know what you're saying. You're absolutely right. But so, James, let me tell you, I got to go to Bruce on line four because Bruce is calling back. I think he's a military guy.
I think the other Bruce was too.
Okay, so let's go to number four, please. Four, come on in, Bruce.
Hi. Sorry, wrong Bruce.
Okay.
I'm another Bruce.
Okay, that's anyway, okay. I'll go to the other Bruce afterwards.
You know what you're saying about motivations for wanting war with Iran and stuff.
Yes.
I think right now, especially, you need to generalize a little less and look at things on a much more ad hoc basis.
Sure. Tell me how.
Because right now, things are getting pretty dicey over in Syria. The Russians are setting up an air control.
Yes, I know.
Base, modular housing, all that. They're, you know, they've got ships docked that could have armored vehicles on them. We don't know.
But here's the deal. Before I'm cutting you for one reason. Syria is one of is a satellite of Russia. Syria is one of Russia's biggest allies. Okay, just like how we have other allies as well that are in this, in like Israel is one of our big allies, like Saudi Arabia is one of our big allies. So I don't. While we may get excited about Syria, I mean the Russians coming in to help the Syrians fight against ISIS and the other quote unquote terrorists that are in that area, I don't see that as unexpected at all.
Well, yeah, I guess maybe. Put a little differently,
okay.
You know the old saying, our freedom fighters are someone else's terrorists.
You got that, my brother. You're absolutely right about that, sir.
And vice versa. Anyways, right now, if Russia does come in and start actively fighting the
ISIS and their other enemies.
No, the anti-Assad rebels.
Right.
Our freedom fighters, in other words, are Assad's terrorists. Things could get dicey real quick.
Yes, it could.
Or if they interfere with our bombing campaign over there, it could get really bad quick. And I think we're closer to war in many ways than you would think.
Let me tell you something. You're correct about that, and in a lot of ways, I'm going to tell you this. And this isn't because it's Obama, but in a lot of ways, this is the reason I'm happy at this point in history. It is Obama inside of that White House that isn't going to jump from the by the hip. In other words, something goes wrong and somebody bombs something incorrectly, we suddenly get to war. Tell you what, I am happy that we don't have to worry about that. For now, we'll see.
Right. Yeah, I think I agree. I think his handling of former foreign policy crises has been flawless.
Yes. But, Bruce, I got to go to the other Bruce, which I think it's a military. And I do appreciate your call. Please keep calling, and let's keep listening, and let's keep sharing the word. Come on in, Bruce. I hope you're the Bruce from the military. Are you the Bruce from the military?
Yes, sir. I'm good,
Okay, come on in, my brother. I'm glad that you called back. So where were we?
You asked me what my rank was, and I told you I was disqualified for the military, so I went in as a contract.
Okay, so but you were actually there in war, if you will.
We were in eight different rocket attacks.
Okay, and
I think
you just called me and said you're right wing. Did I hear that?
Yeah.
Okay, now it is funny, right? Because I don't know what that really means in the context of you calling, because I pretty much look at you as somebody who went in there, see things, and want to look objectively as far as war is concerned. Did I miss something?
Well, no, it's just my response is I'm pretty argumentative, so that's why I decided to call in. But the thing is this, when I was growing up, it was pro-normal marriage, it was pro-Israel, it was pro-everything.
Mm-hmm.
Now the left has their foothold in, and I agree with a lot of stuff that you say, that our policies are screwed up and so on and so forth, but a lot of stuff that's being said is out of context. Because they're saying that Iran deserves this and Iran deserves this, and they don't deserve nothing.
Okay,
they haven't done anything.
Okay, let me ask you one question. Okay, because what I think happens a lot of times, Bruce, is the following.
Mm-hmm.
People try to create angst where there shouldn't be, and at the same time, they try to change realities. In other words, here's the reality. We are not given Iran anything.
Mm-hmm.
Whether we sign the treaty or the agreement or not, we are not giving Iran anything. In fact, if there's anyone that has a cause, it's Iran, because all of Iran's money, their earned money, their capital, and we're a capitalist country, brother, we confiscated their capital for decades, right? Now, that said, all's happening with these folks is they're getting their getting the money that's rightfully theirs. Anything that comes after that, you know, if they decided that they wanted to be a belligerent country against us, we should act accordingly. If they don't, we should stay back. It's that simple.
And for the EU not to do before any of them other places, just allow this, there had to be a reason. Okay?
What you mean?
It's just like everything is, people don't realize everything is all about military strategy.
Right.
Yeah, just like we got Puerto Rico. You think we want Puerto Rico? It had to do with Cuba.
Right.
Why had to do with Japan?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we sit down and have and what goes on in Iran, but there's also other volatile places. Nobody's talking about Kyrgyzstan and Turkmenistan and Republic of Georgia. Yeah, that stuff is so volatile that nobody even talks about it.
Exactly, but let me ask you, you know why they don't talk about it, right?
Well, part of it's the media, which I think sucks.
You're right. You're right about the media, and that's why I'm happy that you're listening to KPFT, and I hope you'll support KPFT. But let me tell you better. The reason why all those other places don't matter to us is because our plutocrats, the people who run our businesses, have no financial risk there. Okay? And it is important for us to look, you know, why I try to tell people, you know, when you call and say, oh, I'm right wing. No, brother, you're on the same team that I am. You just don't know it. Okay? Here's the deal. You can't, I don't know if you support Trump or any one of these guys, but do you ever think that you, Mr. Conservative right wing guy, can somehow be a part of this great capitalist system that these guys have up there in New York? I'm going to tell you quietly and nicely, hell no. You are just a worker for some side, some faction. What I'm trying to do as an activist, right, is I'm trying to get all of us together, right wing, left wing, black, white, Appalachia, ghetto, barrios, everything together and say, hey, you know what we got to do, brother? We got to work together to ensure that no more, not ever again, and I'm going to have to cut in 1 minute, but not ever again, are we going to let folks put us against each other? Are we going to let folks make us fight each other? Because I'm going to tell you something. You can call yourself right wing as much as you want. I'm going to call you brother, but I got to get out of here now. So, I mean, I hope that you continue to listen. And when you have things that you want to say, whomever you are, give me a call and we'll talk. All right?
We'll do it again sometime. I appreciate your time.
You take care, brother.
Take care.
All right, folks, this is the end of KPFT. This one call I'm going to have to leave hanging. I'm so sorry, but we have to get off air. This is KPFT Politics Done Right, and we are out of here.
Thank you very much for listening to Politics Done Right. I am your host, Egberto Williams. You can personally reach me by sending an email to Egberto@politicsdoneright.com. Remember, Egberto is spelled EGBERTO. Change starts with you. 90.1 KPFT gives you information not tainted by corporate interest. Please visit kpft.org and contribute. Let's ensure continued access to real information and news remain available to all. Again, thank you very much for listening to Politics Done Right.